What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, we're talking with Mark in North Carolina. And Mark, you had one more thing you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I grew up in Upper Manhattan, and there were a lot of people of Greek and Armenian ancestry, many of them like first generation. And all I remember is how they hated the Turks. Oh, man, yeah. They hated Turks. They hated Turks. And I guess this is all now, this is a pot that's brewing now. And I guess I can understand, in a way, why the Soviet Union maybe did break up, because they didn't want to be responsible. Once they got rid of communism, they didn't want to be responsible for having to keep the peace in that place. You know what I mean? And
yes.
If you notice, the United States and Russia are actually in the same side right now. They're basically backing Armenia, which is, and France also. This has all the markings of a possible cluster, you know what, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, all right. You take it easy, Mike, right? I know you got
all right, thanks an awful lot. Thanks for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I got shut up yesterday. We had a power outage here. But listen, I wanted to just add something briefly to what Mark
said. One of those rolling blackouts?
No, actually, this one was not. But, you know, it's California's so pathetic, it might have been. Mark was talking about the Azerbaijan and Armenia, and it's interesting. The Armenians, several years back, you may recall, the 1915 horrible Holocaust, where there's several million Armenians died at the hands of the Turks, and during the First World War, and they've been trying to basically get this designated as a genocide, you know, Holocaust, if you will. And for years,
Israel is screaming intellectual property lawsuits.
That's right, exactly. Israel wouldn't have it, and the Jews wouldn't have it because they wouldn't recognize anybody else's misfortune if it had competed with their own.
Yes.
And so it's interesting that they're now backing Azerbaijan. But I wanted to say that about the debates.
Yes.
That on full display there was how controlled we are. Here we have two candidates who are rabidly pro-Israel, right?
Yes.
One who at least is not selling out his own, has enough justice in his heart to see that this whole thing about white supremacists is bullshit, is bull crap.
Yes.
And the other one, absolutely will not. And, you know, it was interesting that after 110 days of steady rioting and burning and looting and beatings and dragging people out of cars, as you talked about earlier on that one article, that Chris Wallace, who is, by the way, very Jewish, as was his father, very pro-Israel, managed to pull up Charlottesville, which itself was an Antifa thing, and it itself, just like they're saying, was now these riots are mostly peaceful. Well, back then they pinned it on white supremacists, and it was not. It was ginned up by Antifa back then as well.
Yes.
But then Biden comes out and says, well, Antifa, it's an intellectual concept. It's an ideology, and it's not an organization. And Trump should have
Hillary's
said, well,
that ideology. It's a theological concept.
Yes, yeah. That's their fallback thing. When, of course, we have the people distributing the weapons and preloading the bricks and transporting the people from one site to another. And there's an organization, and by the way, you go to Antifa, and they link with Biden, right to his presidential campaign thing. You go to their website; it goes right to Biden. And so it's what they are is a democratically backed and deep state backed terrorist group.
Yes,
Antifa is, and obviously. the white supremacy thing is just another way. Of course, their control. Look who their donors are.
Yes.
Look who their leaders are. They're all Jews. And look who their targets are. And look who the media and the Democratic Party is able to deflect and is trying to deflect. I think unsuccessfully. I'm thinking this time. On white people who have had nothing to do with these riots, other than the fact that there's some communists there, right? That are doing it. But all this is Zionist Jewish control, from the media and the moderator, from the Democratic Party and their leadership, to our own guy who only is just one degree less than Biden. And the whole message, and it's all, the only difference is that Trump refused to say that white supremacists are behind it. But it's obvious to everybody. And if he had come out and said, that's just complete crap, look who's doing this, you know, and look who Antifa is, and you're taking 107, 110 days of rioting with more damage than any riots in the history of America, and there's no organization behind it. When there's arrests, there's film, there's everything. He would have gained a lot of votes had he said that. I'm hoping it's obvious to everybody out there anyways. But we're totally controlled. I mean, they control
both
sides.
Well, not around here.
Yeah, but they control. But we won't make it, Mike. You and I and this form of communication, it won't make it if Biden wins. They simply won't.
Yes.
They'll send us to jail. We'll be lucky if we avoid jail, let me put it to you that way. But we won't be able to say this. But it's right in your face, and the divide and conquer thing that is apparent, that's what they've been doing all along. The bludgeon is Black Lives Matter is the enraged and misinformed, purposely, black community, misinformed by the Jews, and used as a bludgeon against the whites. And they've been doing it for years to divide and conquer, as Mark just said. They've been doing it for years. In the end, it's all these Zionist Jewish billionaires that own us all. Mm-hmm. The Federal Reserve, to George Soros, to Haim Saban, to all, on and on, 18 of the top 20 donors for the Democrats, the top five donors for the Republicans, on and on and on. And that's really what this is all about. And it's interesting just to see the minor deviations, you know, that are here, that are allowed. And thankfully, Trump, there is a minor deviation. We better go with that. Because that's the best we got.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the phone call, Peter. We're going to let you go and switch over to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Hey, listen, the guy that calls in from Massachusetts, Dave, or I think that's his name.
David, yes.
He can fill in for Chumlee on Tennessee Tuxedo. You sound just like that guy. Anyways.
Let's refrain from personal attacks, okay? I'm trying to learn from Chris Wallace's mistakes.
Yeah, it's not an attack. It's just his voice sounds the same is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Anyways, real quick here. The thing with Biden and the bar is set so low for him that's all it is. He just exceeded the bar. And what I was going to say is that he's completely faking the senility or whatever they call that. What's that illness?
Dementia.
Associated with it. Yeah, he's.
I can't see any reason for him to be faking that. You know, I think.
Oh, I can't because then they can't. Then they can't go after him with the Ukraine and China stuff. He stole a lot of money.
Sure they can. I mean, the fact that he's got dementia is no reason not to focus on Burisma.
They can't go after him while he's running for president. They're not going to be able to go after him until after the election. So, anyways, if you understand how dementia works, the people are they're good in the morning, and in the afternoon and late at night, they fall apart. So I think the dementia thing's an act. And, I mean, because they could have picked a way better candidate than him. Bernie Sanders would have done 10 times better than Biden.
I agree. I absolutely agree. So, or Tulsi Gabbard.
So why did they pick Biden then?
Because he's going to be easy to control.
Well, Bernie Sanders took a fall. I mean, he threw the fight. He'd be easy to control, too.
I don't think he deliberately took the fall. I think he got cheated by Hillary.
You don't think he got, I mean, all of a sudden he's got another $400,000 or $500,000 house, and I think he took the fall on purpose, Mike. Anyway, I think he was cheated,
and he was paid off to not complain. That's what I think.
Okay. Well, anyways, that's the same thing.
Okay, well, Steve, thanks a lot for the phone call. We're loaded up on the phone lines. Let's switch to Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Divide and conquer. And Mark in North Carolina and Peter in Los Angeles covered it more articulately than I probably will. But I would direct the listener's attention to the banner of RBN to Dr. Ben Carson, race is being manipulated to create chaos and divide America, and read the whole article. Now, the call screener asked me what I was going to talk about. Do you know what I'm going to talk about?
Well, I've got a note here in the little text window saying you wanted to talk about Rome.
Okay. Rome, when the church and the state was together under the Caesars, so at the football stadium, Coliseum. The gladiators would have got down on their knees and ask for mercy. That would have saved a lot of Christians that were slaughtered and fed to the lions and killed for years. What if they got down on their knees?
You're talking about when Nero was when Rome burned down, Nero blamed the Christians for it, and it created a political climate where even if the Christians had begged for mercy, it wasn't going to be forthcoming. So it was rather pointless for them to do so.
Yeah, and what I'm suggesting is, what if the gladiators at the football field, the baseball field, the basketball field, had got down on their knees and asked for mercy for the Christians? It would be possibly quite a change. Okay. The Antifa. Mark in North Carolina and Peter in Los Angeles described it very well. Well, stop this stupid crap, this ignorance of going on and raving about Black Lives Matter. You know, it's set up by the second beast of Revelation, which happens to be a government we're very familiar with. But, do something. Am I for violence? For God's sake, no. Am I for dismantling the police? My God, no. But get rid of any corrupt person that takes lives unjustly, if there is a just way to take lives. And I'll leave that to Christ.
Okay.
But atheists probably won't understand this because it's all foolishness to them. but people get
well,
killed.
Not exactly, not exactly, because there is a great deal of history. You know, if you can sort through some of the dogma, there's some actual history in there that's definitely worth studying. Anyway, Fred, we're going to let you go here and switch over to Joe in Wyoming. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike, can you hear me?
I can hear you over the background noise. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Sorry, I'm driving a truck heading down the road here. Just had a couple things I wanted to chime in here that I've been wanting to get off my chest. And number one is I see a lot of good and bad coming from all of this. From the COVID stuff, from the rioting, from everything. Okay, so the good coming out of it that I can see is the globalists trying to create all of this chaos have also managed to, number one, wake a lot of people up. There's a lot of people that you, for years and years, you and I and other people have tried to tell them through radio, through YouTube, through anything, any means necessary to try and let them know what was happening.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't listen. Just like when I'm young, I'm a teenager, and my dad's trying to tell me something, and I just goes in one ear out the other, and I don't understand it until I experience it. And so I think what's happening is there's so many people waking up. That's a good thing. And so at the same time, you have all these people that are fearful of everything going on, and so they try to pick a side. So you've got good and bad coming from the pandemic itself.
Yes.
And I think in the end, what's going to happen is you're going to have a very possible revolution between the two. And I don't necessarily see that as a bad thing, just because, I mean, you and I both know this was bound to happen at some point.
Yes, sadly.
And I think it's really the only way people are going to wake up. You don't know peace until you've had suffering. And most people in this country, for the most part, have not experienced true suffering. And the
well,
reason I say that is because they've had... Yeah, they're about to. And most people in this country have had access to some sort of food, whether it's fast food, whether it's gardens, whether it's water in the tap, it doesn't matter. We've all had access to some sort of nutrition, where in a lot of other countries, there's people that have, they go long periods of time without that nutrition. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think
you're
people are about to experience
a very cruel death to starve to death.
Yeah, and it's going to wake people up. I think that's the point it's going to have to get to. And it's already happening with them coming out of their comfort zones with all this stuff going on, wearing a mask, worrying about vaccinations, everything. Okay? So number two for me that I wanted to talk about is the police situation. Ammon Bundy had a speech a little while ago where he was talking about BLM asking him to speak about defunding the police. Okay, and I actually agreed with him on this point. Police hired by the state are immune. They're never held accountable. If they do it, if they shoot and kill somebody, it's a slap on the wrist, usually with paid leave. Okay, that's state hired police. So what I think needs to happen is, yes, we need to defund the police. They are most of them. I shouldn't say most. A lot of them are corrupt. But most of them, if not all of them, are ruled by governors, mayors, people for the state. Okay? They're not held accountable by the people like a sheriff is. So I think we need to get back to a sheriff-run system where there are elected and hired deputies.
I see what you're saying here.
See what I'm saying?
All right. Well, Joe, thank you very much. We're going to have to let you go for a break in commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
There are those Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network, thank you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to the show. Here we're going to go back to the phones to Tom in Utah. Tom, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind today? We lost Tom. Okay, good. Back to the news then. Tom, are you there? Hello, Tom, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, good. With a little gremlin there we were dealing with. What's on your mind today?
This is a little of my sarcasm, but, you know, the vaccine is going to be good for the livestock industry. It's going to take millions of gallons of blood and offal to, to culture and to transport those bacterium in the vaccine.
We're dealing with a virus rather than a bacteria, but you're right. There's definitely going to be a boon in the growth medium.
Yeah, and then, of course, the refrigeration industry's got a big order. They've got to produce thousands of freezers and refrigerators to keep that stuff from rotting before they stick it in you.
And I'm sure they're going to load it up with all these mercury-based preservatives as well.
Well, those are the preservatives. The real problem is the base itself. Turns your body against any protein structure in that vaccine, triggers the production of antibodies. And so if there's gonadal tissue in that vaccine, it'll turn your body against your own gonads. If you got ovarian tissue in that vaccine, it'll turn... Yeah, ovarian tissue in that vaccine, It'll turn your body against your own ovaries. What a deal.
I think that's why we're having an epidemic of peanut anaphylaxis, is they're using peanut oil as a vaccine adjuvant.
Yeah. When you bypass the liver, and the liver doesn't get the opportunity to catabolize those proteins or lipoproteins, then you've got to deal with the antibodies your immune system produces against that foreign material that's like you but not you. I mean, this whole thing just drives me cuckoo. In fact, my friend that I was just on the phone with in New Orleans, he's a pathologist there at Tulane. He said, "What in the world is going on here?" And I said, "You know, the more I can pump the tissues that are like you into you, the more I turn your body against yourself. You can pick your disease, pick your autoimmune disease. If that vaccine carries the myelin sheath from the tissue, brain tissue, nerve tissues of the animals that it's derived from, it'll turn your body against your own myelin sheath, and then you get to have MS. I mean, every autoimmune disease is...
That makes a lot of sense.
If that vaccine media's got pancreatic tissue, you know, then you can turn your body against your own pancreas, and that's diabetes type 1.
Well, what a moneymaker for the medical industrial complex.
Yeah, we have the solution to the problem. Oh, wait a minute, we created the problem.
But they will still sell you the solution. You know, I see all these commercials for brand new products on TV, and some of them appear to be drugs to correct problems caused by earlier drugs like vaccines that have to deal with how your immune system has gone out of whack. That's become too aggressive. And, you know, there's one doctor, Dr. Ronald Klatz, who we've had on the show before, he thinks what I'm dealing with may be a vaccine adverse reaction. So we're looking into that.
In the past, there was a way to immunize yourself that was intelligent, and that was to scratch your skin and place an infectious material on your skin, but your skin would be the immune barrier. You wouldn't have to have these errant proteins infused into your bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the old TB, tuberculosis or smallpox, you know, where you got a scratch on the skin.
I remember those.
You know, that was the safest way to be, quote, immunized. Of course, there is an even safer way. That's that you simply pet or be in the space of that creature that has that pathogen. But the pathogens on the exterior of that animal are now dead or dying. They cannot hurt you, but your body can at least produce an antibody based on that dead or dying form, without any risk of having that form multiply in you.
Well, I'm not sure how well that works, because the pathogens can continue to reproduce even on a dead life form as long as the food supply is still there. Now, in the case of a virus,
it has to have a shield.
It's not instantaneous. It takes a while for everything in the life form to be truly dead, and that means there are still going to be cells capable of reproducing viruses. So I would be very cautious about that last one.
Well, you know, that's the nonsense that the sophistry is given to you. Once that organism is outside its shield of fat, it's vulnerable to the light, the oxygen, the cosmic energy. And it's so small, it's like if I take you out in the desert and I tie you down, since you have enough mass, you can survive about 3 days.
Yes.
But when you get down to a bacterium or smaller, the mass is so limited that the lifespan of that thing or survival is much shorter. It's in fractions of a second in some cases.
All right, Tom, we got to let you go here. We got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We got another caller on the line, Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
I'd like to talk about vaccinations.
Okay.
I've heard a couple of other people talk about them. I'm the poster boy for such a thing. Seeing as my MMR almost killed me, my older
yes.
brother's autistic, what's that? Jesus, it's been so long now, I can't even remember. His brain doesn't produce something. Manic depressive, right?
Yes.
Well, the autism never it didn't show up until about 3 days after he was vaccinated. Anyway, so some of the ingredients in these vaccinations, I mean, formaldehyde, aluminum salts, thimerosal, chicken egg protein.
Yes.
There's one, that's the flu vaccination, sugar, thimerosal. There's another
mm-hmm.
different...
Isn't it interesting? They were supposed to stop using thimerosal, and yet they're still getting exceptions, and they're using different mercury-based preservatives to get around the ban, but the mercury is still there.
Yeah, and of course, mercury is a neurotoxin, so is aluminum.
Yes, yes.
What's another one? Chicken embryo cell culture. Fetal bovine serum. Glutamate.
Yes.
MSG. MSG is, you know, even when people eat it, a lot of people have different reactions. So some people's high blood pressure
goes up. It'll give me a migraine.
Yeah, it makes my nose water and all that jazz.
Yes.
But what MSG actually does to the brain is it causes your neurons to fire rapidly and in succession until they just burn out and die.
I think you're confusing MSG with aspartame. Aspartame is an
excitotoxin. Yeah, I'm sorry. You know what?
Okay.
You're right. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because I'm sitting here looking at a list of all this other stuff they've put in this.
One of the bad things that monosodium glutamate does, I mean, it's sold as a flavor enhancer when it's used outside the body. But what it really does is it disrupts the signal in your body that says, I've had enough to eat. And this is why food manufacturers love monosodium glutamate, and they put it in processed foods under a wide variety of name like autolyzed yeast extract and various other things, because they know people are trying to avoid it. But they want to put it in there because if you eat it, you'll eat more of their product. You'll go back to the store sooner and buy more of their product, and they make more money. So in a nation where we already have an obesity epidemic, our food manufacturers are putting chemicals in the food to make us eat more.
The actual real food manufacturers aren't doing that, though, which would be the farmers.
Yes.
Right? So we're
you have to be careful because, you know, even in the supermarket, they'll spray the produce that's in there in the produce section. They'll spray it with monosodium glutamate because it also acts as a preservative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, at that point, any produce that I bring home ends up in the sink. And in cold water with soap, a surfactant.
Yes.
You know, that's all I'm using it for. I'm not trying to, you know, have a bubble bath or anything. It's a surfactant, so it reduces the surface tension on the produce, so anything that's on there comes off easier. And, of course, just a little bit of bleach, which is hypersodium chloride.
Yes.
So, I mean, I know what I'm doing, and then, of course, I rinse it off. Our water is treated with chlorine anyway, or drinking water.
Yes.
Most people's drinking water is treated with chlorine. And it'll evaporate off, you know, after a while. The chlorine, that is.
Yes.
So probably the best thing to do if you drink tap water like I do is I use one of those Brita things, and by the time I drink it,
you can just pour the water back and forth between a couple of glasses to aerate it, and that'll take the chlorine out.
Yeah, and that's actually recommended if you're if you have plants and all that sort of jazz, right?
Yes,
because plants don't like chlorine in the water.
No, they really don't.
Growth. No, so all this stuff. I mean, I'm not trying to scare anybody, and I'm not trying to say I'm you know, down with vaccinations. I'm just saying that pharmaceutical companies really don't care about a person's health. They care about what's inside their pocketbook. And the easier they can get to that.
The whole medical industrial complex wants you to be sick. Their business model needs you to be chronically ill so that they can continue to sell you treatments.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, you know, let's go back to 1971 when hospitalization the whole medical industry in the United States used to be nonprofit.
Yes.
I actually should say that Nixon thing that he did.
Yeah,
he did a lot of bad stuff in the
Health Maintenance Organization Act, which he did for his friends over at Kaiser.
Yeah, and even up here in Canada, I mean, we have socialized medicine. It's okay. It's not great. There are long waiting lists, and of course, right now people are dying because they can't have, you know, certain operations or the treatment that they want to, you know, that they should have. And of course, you know, when they die, it's going to be for coronavirus, right? COVID-19.
Yeah,
it's not going to be actually what they die from. So, you know, you get into this nonsense, and it's all big one cover up. Is what it is.
Yes,
they're in so deep. They're in for a penny, so now they're in for a pound, because they can't backtrack. And it's sad. It's really
yes.
sad. And, like, people my age, and, you know, I'm not as not quite as old as you are, but we don't really tend to suffer from this as much. But the kids, they're going to suffer, and they're suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not
mm-hmm.
just, you know, this nonsense here. I mean, this education and everything else, like Layla was saying, they just want, you know, I mean, this has been going on for generations now. They just want, you know, these useless idiots or useful idiots,
mm-hmm.
you know. Like George Carlin said, they're just smart enough to pull the levers, but they're not smart enough to start asking questions. And that's what's sad, and you can see it in the children.
Yeah. Well, that was the guiding philosophy of the Carnegie Educational Foundation, where he thought that the non-wealthy should only have enough education to do their jobs and fill out the paperwork, but not trouble their little minds with anything more advanced. Same thing the plantation
yeah.
owners had for their slaves in the Deep South. You know, don't teach them to read. Don't fill up their head with a bunch of ideas. Just teach them how to do their jobs.
Sound familiar, eh?
Yep.
It's all slavery. I mean, people just, there is no color to it. There is no race. There's no gender. There's no religion.
Just look at that 1040 form.
Everyone. Yeah. It's right there.
Yes.
Anyway, Mike, I appreciate your time. And we'll talk to you another day. You have a good one.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Al. We're going to switch over to Mary in New York City. Hello, Mary. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? She dropped. All right, let's switch over to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today? Is Andy there?
Are you there? I'm here.
Ah, there we are. There we are. The gremlins are attacking our phone lines again. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, no, listen. You had a young lady call in a little earlier. She was asking about why the flag was missing behind the podiums and stuff at this whatever you call that thing.
They the debate.
It debate.
The debacle.
Whatever it was, yeah. Yeah. So I'm not saying this is the reason, but we got to remember on March 13, 2020, they declared a state of emergency and then handed the keys to the country over to FEMA. And that state of emergency wasn't reviewable for 6 months. And here we are in September, that's 6 months. So right around September 11th was the 6 months. And so nobody reviewed it, and we haven't heard anything about it changing. So we're still in a state of emergency, and declared it. There's another emergency thing they declared, too, shortly right after that. But I just thought that might have something to do with it, because there's no longer a federal government running this thing. It's under the control of FEMA.
The reality is that our country is in several states of emergency, many of them inherited from one president to the next, going back to Franklin Roosevelt. And the presidents love these states of emergencies because it accrues to the Oval Office additional power and authority that normally would rest with the legislature and the judicial.
It is interesting, though, Mike, that they did put the Declaration of Independence behind them. And they
yeah.
showed those very words that they showed. So, I mean, what was that? Was that subliminal, or did they just goof up?
Well, I think somebody just thought it would be cool to have the Declaration of Independence back there and didn't really realize that they had prominently, you know, centered that one comment about the right to alter or abolish a government that's gone wrong. I thought it was great. I was laughing when I saw that.
Hey, so I'm going off of everything you're saying. I didn't watch the darn thing. I'm actually trying to work myself up to watching it because I'm hearing that it was pretty hilarious if you wanted to watch a comedy show. But
I don't know if it was all that funny or even entertaining. And after a while, it got rather tedious to watch. And I'll be very honest, I didn't make it all the way through.
Well, this is just the state of our country right now. They've got us so dumbed down, and not all of us. I mean, those that call in and listen to RBN, we're not dumbed down that much, but we still are dumbed down. Give yourself a little credit there. But most of these people out here, they're surface people. They're people who just watch the TV, get their stuff from the TV, and they go by what the TV says. And they trust their government. That was, you know, the worst
Not as much as they used to. I mean, recent polls are showing trust in the media is, you know, down in the basement. Trust in the government is not far behind. And I think a lot of people don't voice their doubts and their concerns out of a sense of politeness or patriotism. But there's definitely a growing sense of not being able to trust either the corporate media or the government. And at some point, we're going to see it boil over into the light.
Which makes me that they're going to have to either turn this thing up or try to walk it back somehow, because people are giving us time to wake up. And these people wearing the mask, they're just doing it to get along now. If they mm-hmm. didn't have to wear it, they wouldn't wear it. And I don't wear a mask. And I even shake hands to people who aren't wearing masks. Hey, dude, thanks for not wearing a mask. You know, I mean, simple things like that. Just, you know. I don't know. We're in a state of an emergency for real, though, because these people are trying to pull one over on us, and I'll just let it go at that, Mike. You have a great day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Tom in Florida, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. You're on the air.
Yeah, good day to you, Mike. Hello. Listen, Mike, first off, I want to tell you something that's going on with this debate. Back in the old days, they would have had a duel. You remember the Burr case when he shot, Hamilton?
Yes.
Bumbling Biden called Trump a racist. He called him, told him to shut up. He's the president of the United States, tells him to shut up. He's a clown. He's a liar. He's a fool. All this. And if Donald Trump would have said any one word of that, Mike, these liberal swine media would go on in Spain. But since Biden got to call Trump every filthy name in this debate, it's okay. And these young kids are watching the debate. These college kids are like, oh, it's okay to tell the President of the United States to shut up. Biden should be.
They've already got T-shirts out on that one.
Yes. If that would have happened back in the 1800s, Trump would have told him, let's go have a duel. They would have dueled it out, and Trump would have probably blew him right in his, shot his brains out. Even he don't have no brains. I don't know what would happen. But, you know, getting back to what I really want to talk about, Mike, and about the debate. You know, you're hearing not one police union will back Biden. Law and order, he wouldn't even mention the word. He couldn't even look you straight up. He had to duck his head down. He was keeping his head drooped down. And he wouldn't, when Trump was sitting on law and order, do you think any one of these ABC, CBS, or NBC would even give Donald Trump any kind of credit for that?
Nope.
No, Mike. No way. It's all conspiracy. And if Trump was all smart, he would have said, you know what, Joe? If I had my way, I'd go back in 1800, I'd take you in a duel. I'd duel it out with you. I'd put you in a duel. Either we're going to both go or one of us is going to go. But, you know, Mike, here's what I also want to bring out. This guy, Mitch, that calls in, he likes to fact check, right? He's a fact checker, right?
Okay, Tom, no personal attacks, all right?
Okay, but listen, I got a name somebody to research. I'm going to do it myself. I just heard this on the news just now about an hour ago. The lady's name is Kate Bedingfield. She's Joe Biden's deputy communications director. Okay?
Yes.
They were talking about Brad Parscale. Now, he's he's in the hospital. They Baker Acted him. He's in the Baker Act. The guy that was doing Trump's campaign in 16. And a little bit this year, but he is having issues with his wife or something. So they brought out the fact that this Republican host on the radio down here brought out, well, who's running Joe Biden's campaign? And they found out her name is Kate Bedingfield. You know, a lot of these schmucks like Joey Behar and Whoopi Goldberg, that's not their real names. They're all Zionists, and they change their names. They love to change their names. Can you explain why they love to change their names so much? And this Kate Bedingfield is a big-time New Yorker or New Jerseyan, big-time, mm-hmm. and she's running Biden's campaign, and she's basically telling Biden the way you beat Trump is by the race card. They have to keep the black vote at around 89% to win the popular vote in the election. If they can keep the black vote around 90, Trump's going to have a hard time with the Electoral College. If Trump grabs 15% of the black vote, he wins the election. Did you hear about that, Mike?
Yeah, I heard about that, and I keep hearing that a lot of blacks are going to vote for Donald Trump. Maybe they're tired of the Democratic plantation.
Well, Mike, you know, every time I see a black person, I ask them if they've seen the movie, the documentary Uncle Tom, and they haven't.
Yep.
And the ones that do say, oh, I love that. So now they're on the fence. They don't know what to do. And, you know, this Kate Bedingfield, she's a Zog agent, but she's letting it basically out that the Democrats' only way to grab the White House with Biden, with his idiocracies, is getting as many black turnout as they can. Just like they did in South. Remember, Biden was losing his butt off until he got to South Carolina, Mike. And if Pocahontas would have dropped out, Bernie would have got the nomination.
Yes.
Bernie had the nomination until Pocahontas wouldn't drop out in a race. So they cut a deal, Pocahontas and Biden. So,
all right. Well, Tom, I'm sorry to cut you off. I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. We're going to go back to the phones to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, real quick, Tom brought up Whoopi Goldberg. Tom, what's the matter? You don't like Guinan from Star Trek The Next Generation? Because I thought, well, you know, I actually liked her character. It was very mysterious. You really didn't know who she was. I know you're a big, you like Star Trek. I thought her character was actually kind of cool. Especially, remember when she went up against Q? Remember John Delancey as Q?
Yes.
He was a cool guy.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, moving on to serious things. On Nagorno-Karabakh, all your listeners are wrong. Like, that that's their territory. Like, that's a separatist area in Tajikistan. They have a right to keep the integrity of their country.
Well, they've declared themselves an independent republic, but they're still not recognized by the other countries on Earth.
Exactly. And they're a separatist group. So we don't know who started this. But, you know, this is turned into a Christian versus Muslim thing, which it is, but you're blaming one group. Nobody knows nobody knows who started this, but it's probably it's a separatist, because, you know, Mike, it's recognized, like you said, by the UN. That's Tajikistan's country. You got a separatist group in a province that's Armenia, is under Armenian control, basically. So you got that buffer zone. I think you saw the map. But, you know, Mike, a lot of your listeners don't know this. Russia sells weapons to both countries.
Are you sure it's Tajikistan, or are you thinking Azerbaijan?
Oh, sorry. What did I say? Azerbaijan. Sorry.
Tajikistan.
Yeah. I get those. I get confused with the caucuses sometimes.
I need a globe back here, but they keep changing the lines on it all the time.
Well, you know, Mike, like, Russia sells weapons to both countries, Azerbaijan and Armenia. And they sold weapons to high-tech weapons to Azerbaijan, and then not too long after that to even out the... Because, you know, you don't want to sell more high-tech weapons to one country than another. You want to have it kind of evened out. So Armenia asked for high-tech weapons.
Unless it's Israel.
But, Mike, you know, Israel... I don't know if you guys heard of the Hermes. It's like a drone. That got shot down the other day, actually. But, Mike, you got to check out something called the Harpy. You ever heard of the Harpy?
What the context is.
It's a tactical drone. It basically flies around and it hits its target. It's a flying missile. It's a tactical munition. And that's a high-tech weapon. I mean, that weapon's actually pretty potent. You know, they have that. They got T-90s. They got MiG-29s. But if you look at all the armament both sides have, it's basically T-72s, T-80s, and there's a lot of misinformation going on. I think you saw that S-300 gets knocked out. I know you're at the end of the show, but people need to do some information on the region. I'll call in tomorrow.
All right, call in tomorrow, and my apology to the callers who did not get on the air today, and I know we had lots of calls today. Please try again tomorrow. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I understand he's going to have Steve Elkins on in his second hour and lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Excuse me. Please donate. I need Kleenex. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
This is RBN,
The Republic Broadcasting Network.